I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Uganda's anti-gay legislation has been shelved. The controversial bill had called for the death penalty for certain homosexual acts. Today, the bill failed to make it out of parliament. But as Dennis Porter reports from the capital, Kampala, public support for the bill remains strong.
When Uganda's Speaker of the House ended the current session of parliament today, gay men and women in Uganda breathed a sigh of relief. The anti-gay bill had been scheduled for debate, but the session ended without it coming to the floor. Kasha Jacqueline Nabugesera says she is thrilled.
There's a party tonight at my bar, tomorrow at my house, and we're going to celebrate.
Nabugesera owns one of the few gay bars in Uganda. She's also a gay rights activist in a country where the vast majority condemns gays and lesbians.
We are human beings. Why would you hang me for being who I am? I am who I am. I'm not hurting anyone.
One woman who goes by the name Nash says she was kicked out of school for being a lesbian. Later, she had to quit her job after her picture was published in the newspaper. Nash says many Ugandans believe rumors that homosexuality is a Western plot. For instance, that foreign gay rights groups pay locals to become gay.
I find it un-African. I hear we are dirty, we are everything, everything bad you can think about.
Beliefs like that helped lay the groundwork for the anti-gay legislation. Member of Parliament David Bahati sponsored the bill. He says even though it didn't pass, it's been a success.
We have done enormous work in terms of bringing this issue to the national debate, everybody getting drawn to it and knowing the dangers and the issues of defending our children and the family. I believe that the state has a responsibility to protect the society from any danger, including that of homosexuality.
The U.S. and several European countries have strongly condemned the legislation, and some have threatened to withhold aid if it were to pass. The bill's received a lot of international attention, but here in Uganda, it didn't even merit coverage this week in the major newspapers. Ugandans have been more focused on this. Protests against rising food and fuel prices have been slowly growing over the past month, led by the country's main opposition leader. Yesterday, on the day of the president's re-inauguration, the protests turned violent. Police clashed with opposition supporters in the capital. There's been speculation the government has been trying to pass the anti-gay bill to rally support. While gays and lesbians in Uganda are celebrating tonight, they're well aware the issue is far from over. David Bahati says he plans to reintroduce the bill in the next parliament. For The World, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.